You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We've been talking about Rib Fest with the president of the North Center Chamber of Commerce. That's Northside. I think it's time to talk to somebody who was born on the South Side. We are so thrilled to welcome on the show Kel Mitchell. You know him from Kenan and Kel and so many other things, and he's coming to town. Kel, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well. We're excited to have you on the show, and this sounds like an amazing bar crawl that you guys are hosting on June 24th up there in Wicker Park. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a 90s bar crawl, so a lot of 90s music, and they get to meet me and hang out with me and take pictures with me and stuff like that. So we're just going to have a lot of fun reminiscing about the 90s and partying.
I love that idea. I mean, any kid of the 90s, I mean, we're kind of dorky. We're a little bit dorky. I mean, I don't know if you will embrace that or not. How would you, what was a Kel Mitchell like in the 90s?
What was I like in the 90s?
Yeah, what were you wearing? What was your thing?
Oh, yeah. You know, everything was neon colored. You got to have that.
Yep.
But then you had your, you know, you had your FUBU and you had your Calvin Klein.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, you know. You know. And I even did the crisscross thing, too. I even turned my pants backwards.
Oh,
that.
My God.
I definitely did.
That's awesome. And so in order to meet Kel, by the way, for this pub crawl, this bar crawl, go to barcrawlnation.com/Chicago. But in the 90s, I mean, you got started in show business pretty young. You had to have been in your 20s, early 20s?
No, even younger.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Oh, yeah, because you were at Nickelodeon, of course. Yeah. Look at Juan's Juan's like, Patty, read the bio. Okay, fine. Back off.
Sorry, I grew up watching this. So I knew he was very young, and I loved that show growing up.
How old were you when you went to Hollywood, when you went to L.A.?
Yeah, I was, I think I was like 15 years old.
Okay.
And that's when we shot the show in Florida first, at Universal Studios, Florida. And then we were out there for about 3 years, and then we moved to L.A. So it started off with the All That sketch show. That was like a Saturday Night Live for kids. And then we did the spinoff, Kenan and I, with the Kenan and Kel show.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, and both shows were, popular amongst kids of the 90s, and they still are. You know, even when I go out now, I get stopped on the street asking if I love orange soda and all that type of stuff. So it's pretty cool. And then, you know, being that I was in the movie Good Burger, every time, any burger place I go to with my wife, we get treated like a king or queen. We get free burgers all the time. So,
well, I'm guessing your wife should always be treated like a queen, and I'm sure you do.
Oh, I treat her like a queen all the time. All the time.
How many? You have two or three? Do you have two kids now? Three kids?
I have two kids, and I have one on the way.
That's what I thought I was reading, because I love your kids' names. Tell everybody the names of your children.
Yeah, Lyric, that's my oldest, and then Allure after that, and then I have my little baby on the way that she'll be born July 29th. Yeah.
Oh, man. Weird when your kids, are they old enough yet to watch the shows that you did and some of the work that you have?
Oh, yeah, they always do. Yeah.
I mean, that's weird.
My oldest, he was on set a lot, you know, so he was born in 99. So he was like on the set. So he got to see a lot of it. Yeah, of course. And then even now, like the kids watch it today and, you know, they crack up. They have fans. I'm glad that I'm the cool dad. Like they, you know, like they like Good Burger. They like the 90s shows. And then I'm still on Nickelodeon. I have a show now. We're in our third season. It's called Game Shakers.
Oh, cool.
It's a great sitcom. So I have a whole new audience of kids watching me now. So it's awesome. I got the whole family. I got their parents that watched me in the 90s, and now their kids are watching me on this brand new sitcom. This is awesome.
And that's so much fun. Because I wonder, I mean, having grown up on television, did you, when you were working on Kenan and Kel, you guys were kids, how much did they rely on you to, you know, help them generate characters and scenes and ideas?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, working with Brian Robbins and Dan Schneider, who came from Head of the Class, that great show back in the day, they really understood kids and young kid actors. And so they would let us get in on a lot of the improv. Like, I know that they used to always go, hey, all right, film it like the way we wrote it once. And then after that, you can go crazy. You know, you can improv, you can have fun. And a lot of great scenes came out of that. A lot of great sketches from Ed the Good Burger Guy and, you know, Coach Creighton, who was based on one of my coaches in Chicago. So it was just, you know, some great characters that we had fun with. Yeah.
Now, do the people you base characters on, when they recognize themselves, do they feel, I would think they feel honored, sort of flattered that you're, you know, making them famous.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. They do. Like, some of my characters are pretty wild, you know. But I think they like it. I hope so.
Hey, Kel. Juan Rodriguez here, big fan. Like I said, well, I grew up watching you. I heard there's a possible reboot coming. Is this true? And if so, when can we expect that?
Well, you know, Keenan and I, we are talking about it, and we're talking with the original writers of Good Burger, because when we did our Jimmy Fallon reunion last year, it went so well, and there's so many millions of views of that on YouTube right now.
Yeah.
So people enjoyed it when we did it. So we are in talks. We're just trying to get the particulars together and do it the right way.
Hopefully it can be a lot better than Fuller House. So, I mean, that was just god awful.
But people love that. People love seeing Where Are They Now kind of moments, you know, to see how much, you know, experience has informed the decisions they make artistically.
True, but I mean, that was a big flop. I don't see that coming with these guys. I'm just saying.
Yeah, there was like no room in the house either. It was so much bigger.
Well, it's definitely something in the waters, like the nostalgia of the 90s. Like, all the shows are coming back. Even, like, Raven Simone is coming back and her show, That's So Raven. And then Sister Sister is also coming back as well. So we've been talking about doing a Good Burger, too. We're thinking about it. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. And I love that you're coming to Chicago for this event. How often do you get back home?
Oh, all the time. All the time. I have my parents still live in Chicago. And my sisters. And so, you know, my whole family's out there from the Chi. So I do get back a lot. And I love Chicago. It's a great city. You know what I mean?
Well, everybody can show their love for Kel. What were you going to say? Sorry, go ahead, Kel.
Oh, no, it made me who I am. I was just shouting out Chicago.
No, I love that. I think, and here's the thing, is that people from Chicago are valued in the industry. Because when we go out to L.A. or, as you mentioned, you know, getting your start with Nickelodeon down in Florida, mm-hmm. we have a different work ethic, you know, and no matter where you are in life, people are like, when you tell them you're from Chicago, they're like, oh, I can see that. I can see that.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's right. I got started out in theater in Chicago. And I really appreciate it. Like, I started out on the South Side at ETA, Creative Arts Foundation, and then from there, working at Goodman Theater and Victory Gardens Theater. So I was a theater kid in Chicago. So I definitely love the arts and have an appreciation for the arts in Chicago.
Well, we so appreciate you joining us tonight. And I love that you're giving people the opportunity to meet you and hang out with you at this fun event. This is coming up on June 24th. You can go to barcrawlnation.com/Chicago to meet Kel Mitchell. It's going to be from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Yeah, 7 hours. Do you know how many bars they're hitting, Kel, by any chance?
They're hitting a lot of them. I think 10 bars total.
10 bars. Yeah. I think it's 7 hours. Yeah. You can get that down.
Is there like a detox stopover?
I know. You definitely need to do that.
I love that. And by the way, and I love that it's 90s themed. It's a scavenger hunt style bar crawl. When you complete all the bars, once you hit all the bars, you get a free 90s style t-shirt. And most of all, you get to meet Kel Mitchell. Kel, have a great, do you have a website you want people to visit to find out more and catch up with everything you're doing in your life?
Oh, definitely. Go Twitter, Instagram, at I am Kel Mitchell. And then go to kelmitchell.net. Check out Game Shakers every Saturday night on Nickelodeon, and I'm also touring doing stand up as well. So,
excellent.
Go to KelMitchell.net.
Yeah, get that schedule. Thank you so much, Kel. Have a great time, and I hope we get to see you when you're in Chicago.
Oh, most definitely. I look forward to it. Thank you guys for having me.
Wonderful. That's Kel Mitchell. Catch him at the 90s themed pub crawl coming up on June 24th. Go to barcrawlnation.com/Chicago.